I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
Still one of my favorite liners. It's not as good as the Russian Hammer, but it is pretty good. So remind me what you just said about Amanda.
Amanda Nunez is the best 135/145 pounder on the planet, regardless of gender, regardless of species, or regardless of how you're born. I think she is the strongest, toughest opponent at that weight class.
Well, I told you that I happened to see a tweet from someone,
okay,
who kind of made a comment on that.
All right.
And so I think he's there. You know, Station, let me know if Charles is on the line. You know, we're still trying to figure out this new process.
Sure.
So, all right. So we're going to hold out because we're getting Charles on.
Okay.
And Charles posted something on his Twitter, regarding that, which I thought was hilarious.
Okay.
And since the first hour was, so much fun. All right. So we're trying to.
Okay. We'll come back to that.
No, I'm going to tell you what the tweet was.
Okay.
So, Charles Jourdain said, when someone asked me, are you afraid of someone in your weight division? I said, yes, Amanda Nunes.
Yeah. But hey.
Right?
Those hands are deadly.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, who, Henry Cejudo versus Amanda Nunes?
Again, we can't do that.
Could we?
No, we can't. We won't. We shouldn't.
What if we did modified rules?
You can't just say what you just said for the past 15 minutes about transgender athletes and all this stuff, and then try to promote or try to talk about an Amanda Nunes you can't, because you can't have both.
But can't you amend the rules like they did for the Tyson fight, where you couldn't punch. Hit them with your punch?
You couldn't punch.
No,
you can't make, you know, exceptions. So either you're adamant about the transgender thing that we just talked about not 10 minutes ago, and then to turn it and say Amanda Nunes, she probably could beat a lot of guys.
Could she beat Henry Cejudo?
I think Henry Cejudo could beat Henry Cejudo.
He is the triple knee.
I think he would bend both knees at the same time. You know?
Man, I would be against it for principle's sake, but I would pay for the pay-per-view to see it.
I wouldn't pay for it. It shouldn't happen. It won't happen, and it's stupid to talk about. But something else that's stupid that we can talk about, that I'm trying to get credentialed for, because we still don't know, they still don't know about credentials, but is Frank Mir fighting Antonio Tarver. Frank Mir boxing Antonio Tarver in Atlanta in a couple weeks.
Hey, are we doing a road trip?
There is no we. No, we are not.
Come on. You got to take your sidekick.
Well, I may. Sean.
Not a sidekick.
Yeah, Sean.
Then take the mascot. I'll be the mascot.
Sean Robinson. You know, he's third.
We can fit four in my truck.
We're not going in that thing.
What do you mean?
No, I would be embarrassed to be in that thing.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. That thing's changing lives.
As long as it's not mine.
Ask Julian Lane about it. He'll let you bang, bro. He loves it. He called me today. He's like, I got to get it again.
Okay.
He's killing it.
So drive on over there, wherever there is, and let Julian Lane work out.
Joe's getting promoted on, we could drive it to New Jersey and hang out with all of his people up there. Frankie Edgar, Corey Anderson. He's getting promoted to purple belt. That's a big deal.
Whatever.
You don't want to drive to Jersey with me?
No. Why? I don't want to fly to Jersey with you.
But he's getting his purple belt under Dante Rivera.
I don't want to be in New Jersey with you.
We can go hang out with all the MMA guys.
No,
train them on the
GNAT. I'm good.
Eat some pizza. Stop and get some cheesesteaks in Philly. Swing by and see your boy David Feldman.
Well, Sean Brady told us, you know, some places to hit in Philly.
Yeah. I think we should make a road trip. We'll stop at Atlanta on the way. We'll stop by and see the Ben Askren fight. That's a big fight. He's fighting the internet guy, Jake Paul.
I couldn't even have told you what Paul's name was.
Jake Paul. Or Logan.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Logan. Logan Paul, Jake Paul. What was the basketball player? Chris Paul? I don't know. One of the Paul guys. But he's fighting the internet, dude. Don't you want to see that fight?
Not really.
Ben Askren boxing?
I don't want to see Ben Askren box.
But don't you want to see him win? Like, beat up an internet guy?
Let me think about it. Let me think. I don't know. I got to think about it.
Well, are we going for, I'll clear my weekend.
We're not going.
Exactly. We're not going?
No.
Are you going?
No,
I understand. You already committed. You put it on Facebook that you bought a ticket to fly up there.
Oh, no, I am booked.
So?
No, I'm booked. I'm going up that week anyway.
Okay.
I was already booked to go up there. So what I now have is two, which is probably a airline
credit.
Who does the FAA? It's probably an FAA violation that I have a return flight on two different days.
Oh.
But I don't know when I'm coming back.
Okay.
So I'm booked on two different days. If I don't get credentialed, I'll come back on one day. And if I am credentialed, I'll go to the fight.
Speaking of live events with you.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
All right. So we talked about the tweet. Now let's talk to the man from the tweet.
Okay.
Let's welcome to the program as we continue to talk about Fight Night 187, Charles Jourdain. Charles, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. And you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time.
Excuse me?
I said we appreciate your time.
I don't understand what you said. Sorry.
No, I was just thanking you for coming on, saying we appreciate your time.
Okay, all right.
Before I...
All right, sorry, my bad. My English is so-so, but thank you.
No worries. We could talk about, what are they, poutines? I had those once when I was in Montreal. Do you like them?
Yes. Of course.
Do you? I didn't like them that much, maybe because I didn't eat them enough. And I eat a lot of everything, so maybe I need to go back up there and eat them again. I'll have to do that.
Yeah, but don't go right now. It's super cold in Canada. I'm super glad to be in Vegas right now.
Well, the only thing better is we're in Florida, so for us, winter is about 85.
Wow. Yeah, I'm jealous.
85 degrees.
It's kind of freezing in Vegas. I think I brought two pair of pants and like 60 pair of shorts, and I'm freezing right now.
You might have to sew some of the shorts together. I want you to talk about my co-host mentioned about Amanda Nunes and that she possibly is the GOAT and she's this and she's that. And I happen to see a tweet that you put out. Talk about that tweet that you put out.
Yeah, so there's a big thing going on in the United States. I don't follow politics or anything. But I saw a thing that there was a big thing about transgender athletes transitioning and men having the bigger hand against women.
Right.
And I'm like, that's not happening in fighting. Like, I see many guys in the UFC at 145 getting beat by Amanda Nunes, and I'm not even joking. So, yeah, she's a very, very strong woman, and she's a very, like, just a model for all the female athletes up-and-comer and great champion.
And I'm going to read the tweet, or at least one of the tweets again. It said, when someone asked you, Charles Jourdain, are you afraid of someone in your weight division? You responded, yes, Amanda Nunes.
Yes, it was just a little pun, you know, and just because people say, oh, would you fight anybody at 145? I'm like, yeah, but not Amanda Nunes, you know. And we have a quick laugh about it, but no, she would definitely, she can definitely beat a lot of fighters in the UFC, and I wouldn't be surprised if it would happen.
We could go on, but we'll move off because, you know, you brought up the transgender in sports and we have been talking about it and it is a crazy issue here, you know, in the United States. Talk about what fight week is for you. I know it's only the beginning. Today's Wednesday. How do you get through the next couple days?
It's wonderful. The UFC are the best company I've ever worked with. They take care of everything, like your weight cut, everything. They're there for you. And so basically today was media day. Tomorrow we have a more of a relaxing day to make sure we get our weight down. Me, I only have like 10 pounds to cut until Friday morning. So very privileged for that. I'm not a guy who likes to cut a huge amount of weight. And I'm just enjoying the process. I live in the present the most I can and don't get my head too crazy about media, about the fight or anything. The fight's going to happen Saturday, no matter what, no matter if I worry about it or not. So I'm having a wonderful time talking to everybody and preparing, and Saturday is fight day.
So are you going to try to not think Saturday's fight day and just, you know, kind of enjoy, watch TV, you know, mess around? The problem is you guys are not really allowed to even go out. If you don't go to Whole Foods or the
That changed the dynamic. You're absolutely right. Because last time I fought, there was a crowd and everything was in Korea, like 2 years ago almost. And we were allowed to go out, not think about the fight, eat Korean barbecue and everything. That was a great experience. And now we're in a room waiting for a fight that's in 3 or 4 days. So it's very hard mentally, but it's going to be my third fight during the COVID period. And I grew from that. I know it's not, I need to not think about the fight until the fight happens. So I'm more at peace with myself.
Like you just mentioned, you have fought on both Fight Island and the Apex. And since you're basically, yes, you know, being quarantined, held hostage in a hotel room, which hotel is nicer? The Apex hotel, not the Apex, but the hotel you're staying at while you fight at the Apex, or the hotel when you fight at Fight Island?
Nicer with the eyes is going to be Abu Dhabi, but nicer with what we can do, what we're allowed, the access to the PI and everything. Man, Vegas is the best place I've ever fought. And I would prefer fighting Vegas more than Abu Dhabi.
How do we get the UFC to allow the media to go over there and eat at the Apex Center all the time as well?
Oh, that I don't know. That's a good question, but I don't know.
Because I talked to Alon Cruz last week, and he said how he was out there because everything's at the Apex and the food. And I said that more fighters will probably move to Vegas because of the Apex. I think more media would move to Vegas if we got to eat there for free as well.
And the food is super great at the Apex. The food is wonderful. So, no, but me, even myself, like where I'm from, Quebec, Canada, I think we're the only place where we have a curfew. The regulations are becoming crazier and crazier, and like you can make a 1 hour drive to Ontario and Toronto, and there's restrictions that we have that they don't over there. So yeah, it's crazy. So you're talking about moving. I'm if nothing's changed, I might become an American citizen one day.
Well, whether you do or you don't, we'll need to stay in touch and do some fun stuff. But, you know, we'd like to try to find out a little bit about the athletes when we talk to them. And I've always said dinner, and I know dinner isn't very good as you're doing a weight cut. But if you could have four people, living or passed away, real or fictitious, cannot be family, cannot be teammates, to kind of just hang out with for a couple hours and, you know, eat dinner and just get to talk and get to know, who would you want to sit down and kind of hang out with?
Like fight day or fight week or just regular life?
Yeah, just regular life, because you're not going to eat dinner fight week. We know that. So you're going to have a good time. Say 2 weeks from now. We don't want to do it in Montreal because of all the restrictions. So we'll say Toronto at the Distillery District, where my buddy used to be a part owner of it. So we can get everything comped at the Distillery District in Toronto. Who are the four people that you'd want to hang out with?
Number one is Bruce Lee. I'm a big Bruce Lee fan. And the three other guys, I don't think you would know them because I'm a big anime fan. And you said they could be fictive, so that would be anime characters like Naruto, Son Goku, and Gojo Satoru. So I know you guys might not know them, but I'm a big fan of anime, so you said fictive. That would be the guys, all martial artists.
Perfect. And we'll use that as a trivia question for the rest of the week. So we'll have people do the research and they'll have to tell me who the four people, you know, would be. I always like to ask the athletes and celebrities when they come on about memorabilia and autographs. And, you know, so many fans, when there were fans, you know, would take pictures and get memorabilia and do autographs. Do you collect anything, whether it's MMA related, combat related, or just memorabilia at all? Do you collect anything?
No, I don't. Even my own stuff, I'm someone who likes to keep the memories in my head. Like gloves, even people say, oh, it's glove, it's very important. Like the only thing I kept from my whole career were my two belts from the TKO organization. The rest, the glove, the shorts, everything I give away. I think people like to collect those type of stuff, and they're very happy when I give it to them, so I'm not a collector. I'm more of a giver. Like, take it. For me, it's just a piece of clothes. It's just a shirt. It's just But the belts, I kept them. Like the UFC belt, I'm gonna keep it.
Yeah, I was gonna say when you win the belt, I'll take that. I'll put dibs in on it.
No, this one I'm gonna keep.
Now I will say this: I had Matt Hughes' belt for over a year.
Yes.
I traveled all over the world with his belt, and he eventually wanted it back, but I did have it for a year.
Like the first edition belt. I think I want your point on this one. Do you prefer the old belt or the new belt?
I prefer the old belt.
Ah, me too, man. Me too. There was something like powerful about the old belt. I won't mind the new belt, but the old one was very cool.
I was just going to say that. I wouldn't mind the new one, but yeah, I would rather have the old one. The old one, like the one Tito Ortiz left in a taxi in Japan.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Charles, so we know that...
Type of story.
Yeah.
So we know that Montreal Canadiens won 24 Stanley Cups. We know how big hockey is in the country. We are Stanley Cup champions this year down in Tampa Bay. But when GSP came along, he really changed the landscape for MMA in Canada. And how strong is it now compared to hockey as far as MMA and your dream of being in the UFC?
You want to know something crazy? It's not as strong as people thought. People knew George, but in Quebec where we live, he wasn't as big of a star as he should have been. It's very, like, most of the tickets who were getting sold at the Bell Center were always people from Toronto, Ontario, people who are more English related. And George was a big factor, but I'm very saddened by the fact he wasn't the star he deserves to be in Quebec. All over the world, it was a big thing. But in Quebec, I think there was a little bit of lack of support behind him. And I'm still grateful that I get to ride the wave of the momentum that George created here in Quebec. Because people say, oh, he's doing UFC like George. And I'm like, I don't do UFC, I do MMA, and I work for the UFC. That's different. But no, people are very cool. But George needs to be more of a legend than people make him to be in Quebec, in my opinion.
It's funny, you know, what you just said, because I have the biggest laugh when people say that they train UFC or they, you know, because it's no such thing. You know, it's you train MMA. And I post that on my Facebook all the time. And some guy's like, how do you train UFC?
It's like saying, I play NHL. Yeah, you play NHL. Okay, keep playing NHL, but stay away from me, please.
Exactly. So before I ask you a question about Saturday night, I got to tell you a funny story. So it's funny. The Tampa Bay Lightning were playing in the Stanley Cup Finals the year that they won. I think it was against Calgary. And I was talking to this media guy from Canada, and he said how his wife was so adamant that she wanted Calgary to win because she's Canadian. And I said, you do know that 98% of the Tampa Bay Lightning are Canadian as well, right?
She didn't know.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. In my silly sense of humor, I thought it was funny. What is the funniest thing, the strangest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of a fight?
To me, nothing. No, oh, yeah. My second amateur fight, I was like 15 or 16 years old. I was fighting an Armenian military guy. I was like super skinny, and the guy started beating the shit out of me.
Stop. Shit. You said shit.
I got into a choke. I fell into the ground. And boom, I passed out. And the ref was super high, smelled like weed. And I look at the ref. I said, I think he's out. He said, no, he's good. So I let the guy go. And the guy was like convulsing and everything. That was like the most weird thing that ever happened to me during fights.
That's towards the top of weirdness.
Yeah, that is definitely super weird. But one thing I saw, it was in TKO. I was fighting co-main event, I think, and there was a fight before me, and the guy shit himself. And I remember entering the octagon, having my big moment, and it smells like shit in the octagon. It was a terrible moment.
And just for those people that are listening, Charles has a thick Canadian accent.
Very thick.
And he is saying ship. S-H-I-P. That's what he is
saying.
Very
tough. So, strong accent.
Just to clarify, what can you tell us, what do you know, if anything, about your opponent?
Marcelo Rojo is a striker, righty, very powerful, likes to finish his opponent. He's not a point fighter. He comes in, he always there for a war. And just like myself, like I never lost a cowboy fight. A cowboy fight for me is we're standing right in front of each other, trading blows until someone goes down. And when I lost was like decision or takedowns or people hugging me against the cage. But he's not that type of guy. So make sure to watch it. It's going to be an action-packed fight. And I'm very happy to face this guy. He's a very game opponent.
Well, I'm very excited to watch. I know the fans are excited. I appreciate, and I know the fans appreciate getting to know you a little bit today. For coming on the show, we're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong of some gear.
Let's go.
As well as a pair of Jabra earbuds. They'll be shipped out to you next week. Charles, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
We will talk again soon.
That's awesome.
Dude, I
great
it.
Guy.
You know, well,
you like him because the UFC train fight.
Oh, yeah. It's
MMA.
Well,
he went right to the top of your list of favorite fighter guests.
It's kind of like, you know, and I've talked to Din Thomas, and I said that for a reason.
Sure.
Because I always say to Din, better known as Dean, you know, do you correct people when they call you Din? Because the spelling is D-I-N. He's like, no, I let it go. And I'm always like, violent. I'm like, no, your name's Dean, not Din. You know, and I've told a story about Jorge Diaz. Jorge, you know, played for the Buccaneers, and the Buccaneers would call him George Diaz. And we were playing golf once, and I said, which is it? He goes, it really doesn't matter. I go, of course it matters. What's your name? Jorge. And I helped, you know, that turn of people calling him Jorge.
Like Jorge de Gazelle.
So. Or George Gazelle.
like Andy Harris.
but Charles is, yeah, one of my new favorites because he jumped right in there and said.
And maybe that's the answer you're looking for, why Alon Cruz took such a beating unnecessarily. Maybe the ref was high.
Well, somebody, I forget who it is, said that one of the refs one time did smell. You know, I forget his name. And now
alcohol, right?
Alcohol and cigarettes and all that kind of stuff. So now
I think that was Peterson.
Peterson? I think it is.
I think it was.
And there's a fake account, you know, with his name.
Yep.
So good stuff. Charles seems like a
great
guy. Yeah.
And I'm surprised to hear that George wasn't the biggest star in Canada because I see him as this Rushmore of figures.
Do you know why?
No.
Because GSP, George St. Pierre, would ride down the street on a ship, S-H-I-P.
Yeah.
I'm just correcting.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Of course. But I mean, I thought he was, I mean, he was a global star. GSP at one point was the biggest name in combat sport.
But again, and I was in Montreal. I was at a GSP fight, you know, a GSP fight in Toronto, and I saw it. You know, it's the sport wasn't that big.
Right.
So if you're the elite of the elite in a sport that's minuscule, especially in a place like Montreal, where one of the, you know, I don't get excited about stuff.
Sure.
You know, I've been to stadiums. I've been to World Series. I've been to Super Bowls. I've been. There was something being in that the Bell, I think it's called the Bell Arena or Bell, whatever. It was interesting.
Because the hockey tradition, because of the championships.
I've always said I've never really felt different, but that's a lie. Because I did feel different walking in there.
Really?
I felt different the first time I went to Legends Field in Tampa. Which is kind of a take of Yankee Stadium.
And, uh-huh.
You know, I was at Madison Square Garden. I didn't feel anything.
Okay.
You know, I walked around. I looked at a couple. I took that picture of Hulk Hogan's crap, you know, that was all displayed and sent it to you. It didn't mean much. But it was kind of it was kind of weird, you know, being in the Bell Center. It truly was. And I'm not a hockey guy. I could care less. I'm like Adam Sandler, you know, take your skate off and beat somebody over the head with it. You know, what do I care?
Right.
Let's make the fight more exciting. All right, good stuff. All right, we're going to hit a break. And then when we return, because we don't know fight schedules, mainly because neither one of us Google anything.
It's true.
We have somebody coming on next who fights very soon.
All right.
And I didn't know it till a couple days ago.
Okay.
So we'll get to him when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it. From hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Isaac. You're on Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Many of you don't remember, but Randy Harris was a three-time welterweight champion of the United States. And here he is, Randy Harris.
I have no idea what he was talking about.
Who is he?
He's a country musician.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he went off and did his tangent. So here's the problem with the world that we live in.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just, you know, we're not getting information, or every week there's a fight and you don't know. And so anyway, I did a little research as I got ready for this week.
Okay.
I did not even realize one of our closest friends, probably one of the leaders of the Randy regime, He is back in the octagon next week. He just recently, well, his wife did, he didn't, have a baby. And he also has the greatest birthday there is. Let's welcome back to the program, Max Payne Griffin. What up, Max?
Let's go. What's cracking, you guys?
What's up? What's new other than very little sleep?
You know, I'm getting a little bit more. I'm getting, you know, 4 hours instead of two. But doubling up, right? I can't complain.
Hey, as long as you continue to double up, you know, then maybe in a week it'll get up to six.
Yeah, fight week's going to be beautiful. Sleeping. Oh, man, I can't wait.
You know, it's funny. When I applied to get on Survivor back in the day, and, you know, both my kids were young and they were going to school, and they're like, will you be able to handle it? I go, it'll be a vacation. I'll be away from, you know, the family, the kids. I won't have any responsibility. It'll be perfect.
Same, bro.
Well, I was going to say, but you don't want to agree. You don't want to agree to that just in case they're listening.
They're not.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Everybody good? Baby good? Mama good? Everybody good?
Yeah, man. Exciting times. Very blessed and fortunate in these days and age. And I'm looking forward to a major, major opportunity next week. And I'm going to come out victorious.
It's unreal, Randy, how you know these things. I'm on ESPN now. It's not even updated. How do you know that Max Payne Griffin is fighting? Like, it's unreal.
Well, like I normally do, I don't really do or say anything until I confirm.
Sure.
So I confirmed it.
Wow.
I texted
you
Max.
You truly can see the future, man. Like,
hey, are you fighting next week?
It's unreal, the information you have, Randy. Like, I can't even, it's not even publicized yet.
Well, see.
So who are you fighting, Max?
I'm fighting Keenan Song, or Song Keenan, this pretty good Chinese guy. But, you know, they're letting them get whooped on ESPN on the main card. So, sorry for him.
Now, from what I understand, you guys are not allowed to stay, you know, after your fight, and they time when you get there. Is that good? Is that bad? Or does it really not matter?
I actually enjoy it. I mean, the fans are great and cool, but there's something different when, you know, you're kind of a forced isolation with your team, your coaches. You know, there's no distractions. You're locked in. You're kind of like a caged animal until it's time to rumble. And I had my best performance ever last time, so I'm looking to build on that and even have a greater performance this time around.
How difficult is it, you know, where you just said, you know, like a caged animal, you know, to flip the switch? Because, you know, we've become pretty good friends. You've been in the pizzeria. You know, you're one of the most down-to-earth, happy, you know, you can hear it in your voice. You know, you're just a happy guy. How do you flip that switch? Do you think of something? Do you have somebody say something to you to flip it on? Or is it just, you know, money in your pocket and food on the table?
I think that kind of thing. I think that I've been doing this for so long, and I think that I am so cool and calm and funny normally. I can't, you know, it's in me, you know, it's underneath. And, you know, once I flip the switch, I'm a different person. You know, once that light switch turns on, I bring terror. You know, so I think my body just knows it's time. It's time, you know, all the work that you put in. I mean, I work every day of my life, right? But I get to perform 3-4 times a year. So my body knows, my mind knows, and it's time to get to work, man. It's beautiful. I love it.
And then the opponent knows.
Or find out. Hey, Max.
They love when it's over.
So look, Max, we're a friend of yours. We're a fan of yours. We follow you on Instagram and all the socials.
I like how you said that you're a friend of Max, but you didn't, you know, assume or anticipate that Max was a friend of yours.
That's true. No, he's a coworker of mine. Right. He works at Tour de Pizza. but Max, I know we all know
you're. I could work there.
We all know you're a jokester, man. But with the way the world is becoming so politically correct, do you get nervous about some of the things you repost or retag because you find them funny and amusing to yourself, that it may hurt you as far as sponsorships or alignment of opportunities because of the insensitivity of some of your posts?
I mean, you see all my posts insensitive.
I just say I found them as insensitive. But Burger King just got crucified. They got grilled.
I watched a lot.
International Women's Day for saying that women belong in the kitchen. And then everybody started a media storm, which I thought was brilliant on their marketing team. And then they said, no, we're just trying to make light, bring awareness that only 20% of professional chefs are women. We want to increase that number. We're starting a scholarship program for culinary to get more women in the kitchen. So they played it beautifully. But everything is offensive in today's politically correct.
You can't make everybody happy. So I kind of do what I want. I used to be real tiptoey on my beliefs and how I think. But now, I got my success from being me, the best version of me. That's being honest. I feel like I have a platform to let some of this stuff out that is BS or kind of crossing the line. I like using my platform to educate, and I'll keep to it. Even that woman thing about, belonging in the kitchen. A lot of women love being in the kitchen. I love my wife's cooking, and she makes really good food, so I don't think that's offensive, to some people it is, though, but I prefer a woman's cooked meal than, just some random dude, personally, but that's just me, and maybe I get in trouble for saying that, but that's how I feel. Like, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with being regular,
I agree with what you're saying. I've during this past year or so, I've done more in the kitchen. I've cooked more in the kitchen. I make all these meals when my wife comes home from work. I still would rather my wife, make dinner. It's still better than whatever the crap is I'm making, So yeah,
right. And what's wrong with that? When it comes to a barbecue, hey, I think the guy, throws down on that. But the kitchen, man. Let them have their way.
What I would like to see happen, and unfortunately it never will, what is offensive to you, and when I'm not saying you personally, I'm saying you out in the world, doesn't mean it's offensive to me and vice versa. And I'll say this much, and I've said this before, and, I changed my whole thought process on kneeling during the national anthem. And, my mom was very upset at me at my comment until I explained it. I still find kneeling offensive, but it doesn't mean it's offensive to whoever's kneeling, and I'm okay with that. We need to be a world that you and I can have different beliefs in anything. It doesn't even matter what it is, and I can respect you, Max, or you, the world, for having a different belief than I do. And you... Right?
We need different beliefs.
Right.
We need to be different. It's like they want everyone to be like a jellyfish, like a clear jellyfish with not a man or a woman voice, like in between kind of voice. Like, it's okay to, I feel like it's okay to be, how you are. We need to be individuals. We need to, and just accept,
Right. No, I
agree.
I agree with you 100%. I had a very close family member, a cousin that I was extremely close to, who got in a disagreement with my dad. They disagreed, and he said, I never want to speak to anybody in the family ever again. And to me, that's mind-blowing. I don't care what he believes. You can believe anything. It doesn't matter what it's about. It could be the color of your car. It doesn't have to be anything major. We can all get along and not agree on a joke or agree on a statement or agree on whatever, but that's just me.
Everybody would be the same. Everybody would be, having the same job. And, we need people to be different. People need to work their talents. People need to express themselves. And it's like they're trying to make everyone not express themselves. And I feel like you find the best success when you are yourself.
You know what would be difficult with that, Max, if everybody was the same?
What?
How would you beat yourself? you're going to fight yourself. Now, I don't want you to comment because other fighters might be listening, but we can't all be the same because it would make competitions very difficult.
It wouldn't be competition.
That's true.
That's 100% true.
Yeah. It would be a chess match that would never end.
Yeah.
No, you go.
It'd be
no,
a stalemate.
You go. Craziness. So, when will you head to Vegas?
I'm leaving Tuesday. Tuesday morning, we'll get there, quarantine, get out of it, train, chill, and then handle business, baby. Have the time of our lives.
So Max, I'm sure if
you have to sing that, if you're going to say the time of your lives, you have to sing it. You can't just say it. Wasn't that a song, The Time of My Life or something? We need Max to sing it at some point.
So Max, I'm sure you probably saw it. If not, you heard about it. The Aljamain Sterling, the Peter Yan knee, the belt going.
That was unfortunate, Aljamain. Man.
What's your take on it? What did you see? What do you think?
That was a total illegal knee. You know, total illegal, grounded opponent. Peter should know the rules. He needs the crap out of him. If you've seen Aljo's head snap back, totally unexpected, he was done. If he would have fought, he probably would have passed out in the cage. And it's not a smart thing. And people are, you know, TJ Dillashaw, all these guys calling him a punk and he's an actor. Like, he was done. You know, they're going to rematch. And he didn't want to win like that. No fighter wants to win like that. You know, but it was circumstantial. Instead of being so mad at Aljo, why don't they be mad at Peter for doing that?
Right.
If he didn't do that, he probably would have won the fight. But that's on him. So instead of keep putting the blame on Sterling, like he's weak and soft for doing what he should have done. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
We talked about it to start the show, Max, and I said not only did I think it played out properly, you know, it needed to go down the way it did. It needed to change hands with the belt. And I kind of joked about it, but I'm being truthful. If you don't have the title change, the sport becomes WWE. And the champion can do something, whether on purpose or by accident, and keep the belt, which is WWE, WCW, AEW. It's wrestling. And I liked, the only thing that I liked about it was that it showed that there are actions consequences to actions. And I don't think he did it on purpose, but he didn't know the rule. And you should know the rules, you know, when you're fighting or when you're driving or when you're doing whatever. And it's always bothered me, and we joked about it the first hour, that you get a warning when you grab the fence. And then you get another warning when you grab the fence. And then you get a stern warning. Can you tell me what a stern warning is?
You know.
Exactly. I was joking the first three times that I gave you a warning, but now it's a stern warning if you do it again. You know, so hopefully, you know, some of these things.
But I got to say, there's only two places you can actually have a fight right now. It's in Vegas, in Nevada, or on Fight Island in Dubai. So to know the rules.
That's about to change.
It is, but Texas, I'm sure, is opening up first. But the fact is, you should know the rules. Like, I believe Peter Yan knew the rules. He threw an illegal knee. I believe he intentionally threw it. And he
did deserved you see my meme about that? Did you see my meme about that?
No, was it insensitive?
It was. It showed the guys from Cobra Kai. It said before the knee. Peter Yan's corner before they threw the knee. And it was a picture of the Cobra Kai guys. So,
I got
a good meme, Joe.
And just so you know, I texted Billy Zabka from Cobra Kai, if you know who, you know, he was Johnny Lawrence,
yeah,
who's a friend of mine. I texted him it, you know, just so he could see it. He thought it was funny.
Like back pre-COVID when you had fights every single like state, they moved around every week or every country, and there are different rules. One knee down, two knees down, one hand down. So you have different rules, but that's kind of hard to keep up with if you're...
Hold on a second, because we talked about it, and Max, you know, will confirm this. The referee comes into the back and talks to you about all that stuff, right?
Totally.
So there's no
different. Look, the thing he was talking about, the knee thing, guys play that game. That's when your feet are on the ground, you're bent over, touching your toes, and your hands are on the ground, on the cage. That's what he's talking about with being grounded and people playing that game with if your hands on the ground, you know, like in a tripod position.
Right.
You know, on both feet, bending over, touching your toes.
If you have one hand on the ground, you can't get kneed in the face. If you, the second you lift your hand, you get kneed. And that's what they're talking about. Not sitting on your butt, you know, and getting kneed. Like, totally different. Totally illegal. 100%.
One of my favorite tweets over the past couple of days that did not come from you was a tweet that Charles Jourdain posted. I don't know if you saw it. He said, someone asked me, are you afraid of someone in your weight division? And he responded, yes, Amanda Nunes.
Dude. I mean, you got, what's her name, the Venezuelan Vixen calling her out and talking all this trash. Like, you're going to get smoked. Like, don't even... Yeah, she's the go, yo. Don't try to get clout now. Like, you're scared of Aston Ladd. You need to cut that down. But Amanda Nunes, bro, is she just eliminated.
Is she now, you know, we've talked in the past, you know, on the show and with you back in the day, Mount Rushmore. Is she on Mount Rushmore? Is she approaching Mount Rushmore? Is she the main?
She's on Mount Rushmore.
I agree.
Yeah. She's no question.
I mean, this, she's, I mean, I kind of gave, you know, I thought Megan had a little bit of chance, you know, to do a little something. Like, but yeah, I mean, totally wrong. Was I wrong? That was probably her easiest fight ever. Like,
it looked like
really?
It.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
scary.
You know, which isn't right because of all the preparation they both put in. But yeah, it seemed like
Megan's 6 foot, 145 pounds. She's a beast. Like Amanda made her look like it was nothing.
She
like
said
nothing,
all the
like eyes closed.
She said that she's a new fighter because of you know the daughter she just got. So
yeah.
Even though I know this isn't your
I
first.
Believe it.
So are you a new fighter?
Dude.
Did you have another child?
Yeah. I got more juice, bro. I'm like a Papa Bear, but with my cub. Like, I mean, my Julian, he's 10. He's a grown man now. This baby, bro. It's like, it's all new. I have this new energy that's just so intense. I'm in like fight, like super fight mode. Like anyone looks at me, anything. I feel like a mama bear with her cubs, like with her young, bro. Like I'm just, whew, see, I need to calm down. Just talking about it, I'm getting hyped up.
Oh, yeah. Randy looks that way at a cheesesteak, just so you know. It's the same looking as I am.
One of the main reasons that I don't travel is because buffets are closed. hopefully they'll open.
You're
back.
You're making me hungry.
And when transportation and states open up, you know, I was going to say we need to get you back to town, but Florida is open.
Yeah.
So
come on down.
We need to get the whole family
back. I'm coming. I'm coming. I got some buddies out there, and they've been asking. And I said after the fight, I'd head out. So
okay,
I'll come out there.
Then we'll take care of that after you take care of business next week.
Perfect.
Who was the that company that came and picked up all your stuff and got rid of it for you? You want to throw them a plug?
Yeah, let me find the name. Let me find the name. I think it was Malone Landscape in Holly out of Sacramento. But good company. They got my stuff. All these other guys were trying to nickel and dime me, bro. And I feel like people, because they find out who I am, and then they want to charge me more.
Yep.
They do, bro. I'm telling you. Oh, no. They do, bro.
You don't have to tell me. I'll tell you this publicly, and Matt, you know this. So I buy vehicles for my brother's company, but I use a fake name because if they knew my name, they would then associate me to my brother's company. That's a very large company in the country, and it would be the same thing. You know, I get between 8,000 and 9,000 off of cars off anybody's best price. If they knew, believe me, they wouldn't do it. So, no, I definitely know what you're talking about.
It sucks, but, I mean, it has its perks, but he's got to weed those people out, you know?
So Max, we talked about the other two fights.
My
yeah, for sure.
So, Max, we talked about the other two fights. We got to talk about the title fight. Israel Adesanya brought a 20-0 record into the octagon, went up in weight to middle heavyweight. Like, what was your take on the fight? How did you feel about the fight? And what do you think it does for his legacy?
You know, I lost a few dollars, but I ain't tripping. Jan's a stud. Polish power. I'm actually 10% Polish, so I wasn't too mad at that. But hey, you know, I think the size plays a role. And he said, as you said, it didn't play a size on the ground, but he really couldn't get up and do much. With such a big, strong, freaking brute on top of him. And I think, you know, I don't think those should have ended 10-8 rounds, but I do think that Jan clearly won the fight. And yeah.
Yeah,
I think Izzy, you know, kind of fought not to lose too, instead of fighting to win. You know,
I'm
so used to being the dominant guy.
Right, I agree with you. As a referee here in the state of Florida, I didn't see a 10-8 round. Just because the other rounds, you know, there was not a whole lot done, doesn't mean that you then make it a 10-8 because some punches were thrown in the later rounds. I think, speaking of being offended and disrespectful, I think a 10-8. Round was disrespectful and it wasn't right. But what do I know?
Yeah. I know. What do I know?
Now that I got you all pumped up, you need to take a breath. You need to chill out. You have 10 days. You know, you don't need to get the fire going. But as always, we're going to send you more 8-man strong gear because I know you can use some of that. We're also
going to
send you a pair of Jabra earbuds so that. They're great gifts for you or gifts for the baby mama or gifts for the 10-year-old or whatever.
Nice.
As well as, and I'm going to strategically wait because I don't want this to arrive until after your fight, we're going to send you a box of Wicked Good Cupcakes as well.
Ooh, I don't know, but they sound good. they got to be after the fight for sure.
Yeah, no, they're definitely good. So I won't even put the order in until Thursday. That way they're waiting for you when you get home.
Thank you, bro.
Max,
I'm looking forward to that.
As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for being part of this program. Can't wait to see you when you get to town. Let's do that.
Thank you both. For sure, bro. You know, I'm a man of my word. Hey, I need some pizza.
There you go.
I'm there, bro.
We'll do it. All right, Max. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, you guys. Take care. Peace.
Take care. Max Payne. Back in the action, back in the octagon next Saturday.
Love that guy.
I do. I love that guy.
He's the best, man.
You know, and it's he is so cool and down to earth. And you know, and I've said this in everything I've done with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that all those shows that I've done and all those athletes that I've had on, and I could probably name, you know, on 10 that I would consider. Friends might not be the right word, but more than just an interview. And
sure.
That's why I don't call these interviews. You know, when you see the posts on social media, they're always chats.
Yeah.
You know, we're just chatting. We're just talking. We're just goofing.
Yeah.
And for all the crap that media goes through, you know, the athletes and celebrities say the same about the media, but the media goes through a lot, jump through hoops and got to do stuff and not open, you know, doors at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. You know, so that a madman and his entourage can come in and throw crap at buses.
You mean like a dolly? Like McGregor?
Yeah, like a dolly.
Like you saved the day, but somebody else ruined it?
Every once in a while, you run across some really good down-to-earth, and we hit it today. You know, all three.
Yeah.
You know, definitely great guys. We know that Max has been part of the show. Charles Jourdain will be part of the show from now on.
No question.
You know, what a super dude, because he doesn't train UFC. I love that. And Eric Anders has been on numerous times.
Your boy.
Good stuff.
That's your boy.
No, it's
your
boy.
Roll Tide.
It's your boy.
Roll Tide.
I got some great Tide stories. And he's, you know, I heard, you know, I jumped on the Wikipedia, and not that any of that stuff's ever right, but that Nick Saban is still a mentor to him.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Still stays involved. Still.
Sure.
So you got to be careful with NCAA, but now he's working with quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be careful.
Vito Belfort's son, top prospect in the nation.
I know stuff, but luckily we're at the end of the show.
Can you still grapple with football pads on? In the scrum, like in the pile? Someone goes for an arm bar? I mean, the Belfort kid, put money on that.
Luckily the show is over, and there's nothing that I can break.
I survived. I didn't get fired.
I have things that I could break.
Oh, no.
But
what are you going to break?
I'm not going to break
it. Oh, you got to break something.
I'm not.
It.
All right, I'm going to break this bottle.
Don't break a hip.
I definitely don't want to do that. I definitely want to do that. So good stuff. Good fights this weekend.
It's going to be great.
You know, I'm looking forward to tuning in. ESPN, Plus, all that kind of stuff. I didn't even realize, you know, that it was I thought it was ESPN Plus last week, but the first fights were on ESPN. So don't sleep on it. Don't sleep on this weekend's fights.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff. All right, everybody. Thanks for the time. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week. Watching every move on her face. She
said, look, what's your game? This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.